It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. Today is the anniversary of the adoption of the United States Constitution in Philadelphia in 1787, which gave our country its present form of government, a representative democracy. Its 7 articles and 27 amendments delineate the foundation on which our government is built, the cornerstone being the doctrine of the separation of powers. The Constitutional Convention that gathered in May 1787 brought together judges and merchants, war veterans and revolutionary patriots, native-born and immigrant, establishment Easterners and westward-looking adventurers. Led by George Washington, the convention's president, the 40 men who signed it are honored as the Constitution's framers. The youngest, only 26, was Jonathan Dayton, a New Jersey lawyer, and the oldest was the indomitable Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, who was 81. Franklin was cautious about whether the new Constitution would actually hold the new nation together. There are several parts of this Constitution which I do not at present approve, but I am not sure I shall never approve them. He would accept it anyway, he said, because I expect no better, and because I am not sure that it is not the best. It has stood for 227 years, despite repeated times of crisis, the worst of which was surely the American Civil War. Today we also remember the bloodiest single day of that 4-year conflict, noting that on September 17, 1862, the Battle of Antietam was fought near Sharpsburg, Maryland. It was the first major battle of the Civil War to take place on Union soil, and its combined tally of dead, wounded, and missing of 22,717 make it the worst day for human loss in the nation's history. Despite superior numbers, Union Commander George McClellan's attacks failed to concentrate his force, allowing Confederate Robert E. Lee to counterattack and keep the battle alive. Even with ample reserve forces, McClellan failed to destroy Lee's army, and he was able to withdraw to Virginia without interference. Tactically, the battle was inconclusive, but because Confederate troops had withdrawn first, it was considered a Union victory, giving Lincoln the confidence to announce his Emancipation Proclamation and discourage the British and French from officially recognizing the Confederacy. Impressions of Antietam in a letter from Lieutenant Colonel James Philibrown, 10th Maine Infantry, to his wife. What a bloody place was that sunken road as we advanced. The fences were down on both sides, and the dead and wounded were literally piled there in heaps. As we went over them, a wounded man made a thrust at me with his bayonet. Turning my head, I saw that he was badly hurt and continued on. As we pushed forward into the cornfield, Private Charlie Spencer went down with an awful cry. Stooping over him, I saw that he had fallen forward on his face and was motionless. Just then a strand of canister went over our heads, and that was my dread. I could endure rifle fire, but when the big iron bullets went swishing through the air with a sound as though there were bushels of them, it made me wish I was at home. From Antietam Eyewitness Accounts by D. Scott Hartwig, published online in the American Civil War magazine, July 2, 2007. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 17th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.